My name is Jeremy Russell, and I am the Director of Communications and Government Relations at National Meat Association.
All right. And we've just heard the news that the National Meat Association and the North American Meat Processors Association are going to become one on July 1st, to combining your resources and your membership. What led to this decision?
Well, we're very excited that the associations have opted to move together. We're very complementary associations. And that is really what prompted us to do this. It was really something that bubbled up from the members of the association. They were interested in expanding the membership base, having a greater voice, and getting more services. So they started to discuss things together, and they moved up through the board of each association. There were votes and discussions, and now we're moving towards this consolidation.
All right. Now, the National Meat Association, your membership, is it primarily in the western states?
That's correct, yes. We historically were a western states association, and then we grew and joined with a Central Plains Meat Association and became a National Meat Association. But we still have a good probably 30% of our members in the west.
Okay. And then you'll be rolling in the National American Meat Processors, who among their membership are mainly, I'm told, in the Midwest and the Northeast United States. So let me ask you this, given the regional differences, is that going to make a difference, or are you guys all just working toward the same goal?
So we are working towards the same goals. So that's one of the main reasons that we could do this. And the fact that they're historically more of an East Coast and Northeast in particular association really meant that they were complementary to our trade organization, so that there was very little overlap in the members. We did have a few members who were members of both associations, but really overall we found that when we compared the membership side to side, that they were going to fit together quite nicely and give both associations a broader coverage of the United States and Canada and Mexico, because we're really going to become a North American association.
Right. And the other large meat association that comes to mind is the AMI, American Meat
Institute.
The American Meat Institute. How would you compare membership to them, and do you do similar things?
Well, we certainly do some similar things to the American Meat Institute. I would say our membership is more made up of independent, family-owned meat companies, and also they have a larger lobbying component than we have at this time. But they're roughly analogous. Our strength, really, as an association, is in regulatory assistance to our members. And I know that the North American Meat Processors Association's strength is their education programs. And they also publish the Meat Buyer's Guide. So those are the different areas that we're going to have coverage over that AMI, for instance, doesn't really do.
All right. And there, in the press release, it mentioned that this is going to help give you strength and solidity when it comes to facing the many issues that are facing the industry. When it comes to food safety, and as you mentioned, regulatory things and so forth, the example of pink slime was used. I mean, that was kind of everybody felt themselves sort of reacting in the industry rather than being proactive. Is that kind of one of the goals that you guys have, is to be more proactive?
We have always felt that we needed to be a proactive association to get ahead of issues and to help our members to be prepared. And, you know, we really focus here at NMA. We've been focusing on doing that in the regulatory realm. You know, the USDA has meat inspectors in every plant every day, and the laws and the policies and the directives that influence that huge inspection force change all the time. So we're educating our members, we're staying in contact with the USDA, we're watching how things go, we're making comments on Federal Register notices as the government makes regulatory changes. We're part of the process, and we're part of the process not only at the national level, but in the plants of our members. We actually help them to meet their requirements, and that's an area where we're being proactive has always been our goal. Now, you know, you mentioned the lean, finely textured beef issue that became such a big deal. One of the reasons that this consolidation is really important is that more and more media influence can impact our businesses across the board. The whole industry was impacted by that. And so it helps us to speak with one unified voice, since we really all do agree, particularly on that issue, that is a perfectly safe product that is a benefit to consumers. So it's valuable to us to be able to talk as one.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Oh, just that this is an exciting time. You know, the association is going to, both associations are going to effectively double in size and provide a whole lot of new services to our members. And it's very, very exciting.